Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast. Why am I getting the eye roll, the eyeballs?
What?
Why am I getting the eyeballs?
I didn't even roll my eyes at you.
If you had glasses on right now, you would have been looking over your glasses.
I looked at Sue and started laughing.
Why are you laughing?
Laughing at her.
Because I looked at her
and told her she better hurry up and swallow up that crunches in her throat.
I don't swallow.
I'm
going to leave that one alone.
I don't swallow either.
I plead the fifth.
That's just,
I swallow water.
Look here. That's just like the little man.
And protein shakes.
Did y'all see the little thing I sent y'all with? What's the little guy who drive around? See how he keep had that music running? Shut it off.
That music sound good.
Here we go.
Yeah, darn it. What's the little man name I sent y'all? His grandmother named Sabrina. You know the little guy, he do the little skits, the pranks with his grandmother in the car. The grandmother named Sabrina. And he always be messing with the grandmother. And he say, "Grandma, you know you give head, or you know you
I didn't know
be doing stuff on the can't never remember his name. But the grandmother's name is Sabrina. And the grandmother said that if your stuff is good, you don't need to be giving no head. And she don't put her mouth on no man's stuff. Because down there is good enough.
So that's how we start.
I'm just saying, y'all was starting. You started.
I did not. All I said is I'm just finishing.
We read in between the line. Ain't nobody slowing
here. That's all I said. I was talking about lifesavers.
Yeah, let me tell you. I don't know what's in the lifesavers, but they about to kill me. I don't know what's in it. Is it too strong?
Goddamn Newport.
My darn tongue is tingling.
Yeah. Susie eats Newport flavored lifesaver.
So if y'all ever
in the store,
and what is the other one? Peppermint.
Y'all gotta ask the Arabian man behind the counter for the Newport flavored lifesavers.
I eat wintergreen and peppermint lifesavers.
They are strong. So if you're trying to come off the cigarettes, them would be the ones you want to eat. Because they got a little whiff of nicotine in them. See? Addictive.
And so I have two bags a week, and I'm trying to wean myself off of
them. See, that's a problem. Off of mints.
I just told y'all they cigarettes. I just told y'all
they are very addictive, ladies and gentlemen.
Newports! Is anybody listening?
Some kind of nicotine.
Damn it!
It's in the mint. So that is my addiction.
I've never been a smoker.
Me neither.
I tried to smoke one time.
Really?
I tried, but it just didn't stick with me. And I don't know how to smoke. I tried to smoke. It just didn't work. And I tried to eat them darn peppermints you had, and it just don't work. So
it's a very unattractive habit. If you're still smoking, ladies,
I tried.
I just need y'all to get that up.
It's very addictive.
Yes. I'm going to need y'all to get your lungs together.
And don't chew on the peppermints, because that's not attractive either.
Well, I suck them.
Oh, my God. You went from swallowing to sucking.
See, now I'm wrong. She ran here talking about swallowing and sucking, and I'm wrong.
I didn't say I sucked the mints. You don't supposed to chew and gnaw. I'm sorry, mother.
Before the show started, she said, "I'm gonna be quiet because I've been misunderstood every time I say something."
It's retrograde. It's Mercury retrograde. I'm telling you, I have been misunderstood like crazy this whole couple of weeks.
I misunderstood it.
Y'all, I'm serious. Like, people have just been upset by things I've said. I'm just going to be quiet for the rest of this.
You know, that's my thing, too. They've been upset with me, too.
Right.
Because I'm too direct, and I don't do warm and fuzzy.
Well, I mean, is it that you too direct, or are they just being overly damn sensitive?
We grown, and I'm not doing warm and fuzzy with grown people.
Right.
No.
Is it too direct, or is it they're just overly damn sensitive? Well,
both.
I don't know what's going on.
No, I'm never too direct.
I didn't think, I'm not even going to talk about it.
It's overly sensitive.
Yeah.
Point blank, period.
Yeah. So.
Call it what it is.
Yep. You know how the old saying go, a hit dog will holler.
Yes, and
I mean, if the shit don't, I go back to my old friend Kevin. See that? I go back to my old friend Kevin Samuels. Out of all the women who used to get mad with Kevin, Kevin was not talking to me. I thoroughly enjoyed his shows.
It was comical to me.
It was very comical to me. I really...
Meet the meat. Okay, no, back on track.
Back on track.
I am not getting in trouble.
We just had a flashback.
I just had a flashback.
Rariciel, baby.
We just had a flashback.
Back on track.
Okay.
For old time's sake. Go ahead.
Let me stop it. So we got this. Listen. So ever since we came from the damn enclave, we had no business.
Conclave.
Oh, yeah, that's what the hell did I say?
Conclave.
Oh, well, shit. It's one of them damn claves.
Root to the Q.
I told him wanted to be a goddamn Q-dog. I was going to be the first damn female Q-dog, right?
Oh, my God.
And I done learned the damn song.
That is, I have never heard that song.
I went on
Q-Top
and learned the song.
I have never heard that song until that night.
It's the fact that she wanted to be a Q.
Can you find my song for me so I can sing with, but you got to cue it up. It's called Meet the Meat.
No, first of all, me and Mr. Producer are Greek. So, and
Yoshi Greek.
because I'm gonna be the first Q dog.
I have never heard. No, we can. You gonna have to really kind of skim through that song before you play it.
The little excerpt of it is only.
I heard that song in this entirety.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they got the whole, yeah. Whoa.
Apparently,
Meat
to meat.
Yes.
And apparently.
Meat. Like meat.
New.
Right. So the little new babies. The little new Q-dog babies.
These new Omegas have deemed this their song.
And
honey,
I had thought I had me a little Copernicus down there, and I had great joy singing this song.
That's
the lyric in the song.
Please, no. Please skim the song before you play it.
Oh, he got a
please.
So see,
I'm telling you,
we about to go viral today, y'all.
No,
look at him.
I don't know. And matter of fact, y'all, I need to contact some of the men of Omega Sci-Fi.
No new men. That's the new generation of Omega Sci-Fi.
Y'all thought these numbers was gonna be like this? This to show the damn numbers about to go through the roof.
I need to make some phone calls after I
because when I do my Q-dog dance and I finally become the first female Q-dog,
you're not gonna be able to do that. You're lying.
First of all, don't tell me what the hell I can and cannot do.
You can't do it.
Unbrand me.
You can't do it. You're not gonna be able to do it.
Who is the Big Brother Almighty?
Well, you had Big Brother Almighty with you that night.
Yeah, with the all
so
white.
So fresh and so clean. Yeah, Gerald. You had Gerald with you. You should have got Gerald's number.
I should have, because that could have been the one to put me right on in there.
Put you right on in so you could say me.
You would have had your purple and white.
Right.
Purple, gold, and white.
Right.
No.
Colors, right? Purple and gold.
Purple and gold. No.
Yes, I mean,
yes, it's right.
And to me,
no,
if they y'all let
no
the whole Boy Scouts of America,
no, ma'am, we're not. No,
intertwine.
No, ma'am,
and be the boys and the girls.
Right now,
y'all
no.
might as well go and let me in
no.
there.
Well, that's why they have sororities.
That's right. You have some wonderful sororities that you can join.
But they ain't like the Q.
No,
she,
yes,
you know,
you
your
I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
She got messed up.
Yes, you will. I promise you.
Well, maybe you could be a Sigma Gamma Rho.
Yes, Sigma Gamma Rho is wonderful. You have Zeta Phi Beta.
You need to go up north to be with those Zetas because they kind of rough.
You have You have
I don't think they were the Zetas
above the Mason Dixon line.
They different.
I want to be a cute doll.
You want?
And you have
it ain't gonna happen.
The beautiful women, the Delta Sigma Theta Sorority,
they probably
and
want you
to be my sister.
I know they want me.
They probably want you.
I know they.
Yes,
all but they're not gonna want you to be their
to
equal.
Have you.
Oh, they're not going to
no,
be their equal.
No, you can't mm-hmm. be their equal.
Okay.
They no. All of them would be happy to have you.
Fine. I'm going to just go and give
it. And you see
on.
How they do that neck roll?
Yeah, they
I
ready.
Got the neck roll. You got the neck roll? Lord, no, you don't.
Okay, who are we talking
you
about?
Say,
what neck roll?
Say.
Who are we talking about, Vaughn? We talking about the fraternities or the sororities?
The fraternities.
No, we not
get
doing
it
that. We not going to entertain that. No.
Don't worry about it.
She got
no.
No.
I'll be in Temple. Ain't that where the next
conclave?
I believe.
In the next 2 years, I guess.
Yeah. I'll catch y'all in Temple.
You going to do your neck roll? That's how that tongue hang out.
There you go. And I'm going to be down there in my purple
y'all,
and gold.
I'm trying.
The prettiest thing in purple
it,
and
I'm
gold.
Trying. I'm trying,
they going to take me. They going to take me.
We going to do Yosh like DeSantis did the immigrants. We going to put Yosh on the bus and we going to drop off.
Off.
We going to drop off and keep going.
But look,
y'all,
let me tell you how
I'm
bad
trying.
They talk about me. Because when I put them on the song, we must have sung the damn song for about a week.
I laughed.
It's
I couldn't
catchy.
Even walk out the restaurant. I was laughing so hard. I said, where did this song come from?
It's just not the song, but it's the video, the clips that go with the song.
And see, I've never seen the clips because I'm not on TikTok.
Oh.
So when I pulled it up on YouTube
and heard
the entire... Yes, you did. You did. That's true.
I didn't hear the whole song. I just heard...
So then I found the song...
Take that rubber off.
To
take that
rubber listen
off.
To it. And I said, oh, my God.
What is you playing? That ain't how that go.
That is it. Mm-hmm. That's it.
I just know the chorus.
Yep, that's it.
Take that rubber off. Fuck that hoe. Okay, yeah.
No. Hey. Thank you, Mr. Producer. I told
okay.
you got to.
It's a little X-rated, so we can't
thank you.
Play it because the pastor.
I never seen him.
He
might
be the pastor.
He might.
Yeah.
I might
that's
rebuke
the
us from the church.
Song. That's the unofficial
so,
song. For the accused,
just,
I'm not going to say the men of Omega Psi Phi.
Y'all just that's catch me down at the conclave
Lord
temple.
Yoshi done learn how to roll
with
your
my gold boots
your...
on.
Shut up.
Okay.
Yes.
What's the question, Mr. Yes. Producer? Turn your microphone up.
So women really find that stuff like attractive?
What stuff?
You know what, Mr. Producer?
The song?
Well, go ahead.
The
go
song,
ahead,
the lyrics, the...
No, like the...
You have to watch the video.
What? No, I'm...
Let him finish.
Okay.
Let him finish. I think I know what he's going to say.
The Q Dog antics.
Oh, they're just wild.
No, I'm just saying. So apparently there's a... People only act off of the attention they get.
Hmm.
Because, like, I know there's a bunch of guys that I know went to college with me. Who were super lame before they became Qs. And then, or Omegas, or I don't want to be disrespectful. And
right. They
were super lame after that, but they were just, because they were hanging in a different crowd, so to speak.
Well, Omegas have a, they have a presence that is different from any other fraternity. They do.
So basically a stereotype base.
It is a stereotype. Yeah.
It's very unapologetic,
yeah.
If you ask me.
I mean, it's no right or wrong to it, and it's not downing any other fraternity.
I know it's not a downing of any other fraternity.
They are different than any other fraternity. Now, I'm not saying that the other ones are not, you know.
And I'm not being
free.
And I'm not being disrespectful to anybody because I'm not going to divulge which organization mm-hmm. I'm a member of. But to me, the older I got, like I understood the allure in college.
Right.
I understood why people would like to do those why women would engage in such and being attracted to and whatever else. Mm-hmm. the like Yoshi said, the unapologeticness of it, where, you know, ripped pants and just gonna go out here with no shirt on, and no matter how I look, I don't care. You know, I'm just out here with this on. At the older I get, and I, some of the guys that I know that I went to school with still act in said manner.
Mm-hmm. Till they die, they're gonna act in said manner.
Well, I think it's a difference though, and they say between the cute dog and the Omega man.
Yes, and because to me, and not to cut you off,
right?
But to me, there is an allure there. Yes. for women,
right?
And for the men to join, for some, I'm not gonna say for all because I don't speak for all,
right?
But for some, to join that is a part of why they do.
Mm-hmm.
For some, it's the attention that they get.
Mm-hmm.
And on my end of it, outside looking in, I don't like the way it makes us look, especially the glorification of a song like this, how it makes us look as black men.
Okay.
Right.
I just don't like the way that makes me look, because they are a representation of the Greek man. So people who don't know truly Greek life.
Right.
When they see that, and now I go around in my letters, or another organization goes around in their letters.
Right.
It is like, oh man, y'all are all this.
Not the same. Right.
And so that's why I was my question.
Go ahead.
I don't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, Yoshi man.
You know, that's why to me, and it's, I remember somebody telling me one time, I remember a Q or Omega, I don't know how to make the distinguishing, mm-hmm. the distinguishing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, because I asked him a question, it had to do with getting girls.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, you just a hater. And man, I've been getting girls. Matter of fact, I might have had your girl last night. Mm-hmm. And I ain't got to do none of that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like what it gives off.
Mm-hmm.
For everybody else that's Greek men, and even the Q, because I know a bunch of Q or Mega Man that don't act nothing. Absolutely. Like that,
right?
And literally are appalled. Mm-hmm. When a lot of the times when stuff like that is going, like they like, look, dog, man, look, I'm gonna go over here. One of my best friends, my roommate,
mm-hmm.
Omega, he right. tell me, man, yo, I'd rather hang out with you than them boys anytime,
right?
You know, and I just had to ask the question because I was curious. I didn't know, because mm-hmm. I never really had an opportunity to ask a woman of this maturity if that is really an alluring thing to see and experience.
Well, the song is
it's catchy.
Interesting.
It's a catchy song.
It's very interesting. And yes. I think for me, the videos that go with the song is mm-hmm. like, what?
Yeah, no, they had a couple of them up here that I didn't want to press.
It would be interesting, and that's why I said I am willing to make some phone calls, because it would be interesting to hear some mature Omegas have their take on this song.
I think we need to have a few of the Greek fellas on, just hear their side of things.
Yeah, and hear, you know, about this said song to say,
yeah.
Are y'all familiar with this song? Do you know that they know it's out there. You know, this is your adopted unofficial song now. And some of them may be upset and like, hey, this is not us.
Well, and I could even say to the younger generation of, I call them the younger generations of idiots in my fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
I have to check them frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, man, I know the type of era we're in an overly sexual era.
Mm-hmm.
But this ain't how we act.
Right.
This ain't what we do. Right. You need to relax.
Right.
You know, and I don't do it publicly, but if they don't post
this, this is not how we act publicly.
Yeah, this is not what we do. Yeah. No, this is
but
not what we
gonna
do.
This is what I want to say about when we did attend the conclave, the couple of hours that we were there. I mean, it wasn't like everybody was saying, like they was grabbing all on women. They were very respectable. How are you doing? You know, it wasn't like they were.
Is that the feedback that y'all saw that people were saying? You know,
some people were saying,
because I didn't see that.
I was like, and that's what I had to correct.
Very mannerable. Very respectable.
What I think is, because I heard the opposite of what you're saying.
See?
But see, we saw a lot of older guys, too.
We saw a lot of older people.
Even the younger men.
Even the younger crew. I mean, they were going out. They were, you know, having fun, but it wasn't disrespectful. I seen worse things at Freaknik and Orange Crush.
Oh, listen,
and down in Daytona. So, I mean.
And I'm not saying that there aren't. It's just, my question is, because it's like a known entity of the fact that they've adopted an entire song that is this.
I don't think they approved that song.
Well, I know they did. That's why I said the unofficial.
I'm not saying the organization does, but if you search that song, like,
listen, it says Omega.
It says Omega, and it's video on top of Omega video.
Or maybe they did. Top of Omega video. I feel like So
no, they didn't. Omega Sci-Fi Fraternity Incorporated did not.
No, Omega Sci-Fi,
they got
maybe
a whole
not.
Meet, they got
but,
a whole meet
but
to
maybe,
meet challenge.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
Q Dogs
they
did.
They got a whole TikTok dedicated.
So, yeah. Now, the younger Qs probably did, not knowing, because they're young. Y'all, we were all young. Well,
oh, yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
We were all young once. And that's why young. I always say, right. And that's why I always say, had I pledged when I was younger, especially if I was down there at Albany.
Ooh, child. What a time we had last night,
honey.
Would have been some hoes.
And like I tell the younger girls that are on my line, I definitely would have been up in that party, too. And probably still would have been there if it wasn't COVID. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, y'all, you got to remember, we was once young, too.
And in my mind, I'm still young, and this is why I get great joy singing the song. Because it's fun to me.
It's a time and a place for everything. But however, first of all, I just love all men, and I love men that are about their business. Mm-hmm. And especially, you know, and the men that are Greek, I love them, and especially the Greek men that are about their business. And, you know, the men of Omega Sci-Fi, and when they are dressed up in that purple and gold, and they have the purple and gold ties, and they are about their business, they are just as sexy when I see them with their purple and gold and their camouflage and the gold boots. Lord have mercy. Thank you. But, you know, it's just the same. I mean, it's just all the same. You know what I'm saying? But that's the
same. Flashback.
I'm getting warm and hot and sweaty. But you know, it's just the same as when you see the brothers in the black and gold, the brothers in the blue and white.
Josh, why are you looking like that?
Even them brothers are Kappa Apple Psi. You know, it's just the same. So, you know.
Now, I like my alpha brothers. I love that. They're smooth. They're so smooth. I like that. They're super smooth.
Ice cold.
They just smooth.
I mean, but the Sigmas all of them.
Each one has their own distinctiveness about themselves.
Mm-hmm. All of them.
Yeah. So you can't help but to love them.
So here's my thing.
I just love them all.
This is Yosh with the most.
Look at it.
So you just gonna play the whole goddamn.
You know they Atomic Dog. They did the video over, and George Clinton was up there. So I can't wait till that video drops. I think they're going to drop it on their Founders Day.
So what are we going to call you? Q Yosh?
No. Yosh
Q?
You can't even do that.
I'm going to find my name.
But you can't do that.
She going to get the patch.
No,
she can't do that. She cannot.
No.
She will
not. That's disrespectful.
You won't allow it.
Oh,
Lord.
They won't allow
that. I can't have no fun.
You can't do that.
I like about
call you your dog.
Yeah.
What's the little man name who was on the movie Menace to Society?
Old dog.
Okay. What I love about Q Dog men, if y'all notice, I'm the little one on the show, the little rough around the edges. So you can clean up a Q Dog and he can be nice and polished, but he can get real dirty and grimy too. And I think that would be like my correlation. What?
No.
Gee, why?
No. Keep going. I mean, this is your opinion.
I think this would be why I'm a little partial to the Omega Q men, because I can see the dressed up side of them. I can see the wild side of them as well. I've never been that, you know.
But all of them are like that. Every fraternity is like that. The alphas, the sigmas, the kappas, and the Qs. Oh, and I'm sorry. What's the other one's producer? Diotas. And the Iotas.
Oh, who is that?
Yeah. Brown and gold.
I don't even know who Dems is.
Yeah. So, all of them are like that. And if you go to different sections of the United States and even the world, I mean, one is definitely, maybe more popular than the other. That's why I always say, and I always tell different men and women, do your research, see which one fits you the best before you think about pledging. I know what's popular in your area, but do your research and see what fits you the best if you ever think about pledging. That's me.
Well, shout out to my good friend, Miss Clark. Her daughter pledged Delta and son pledged Omega.
Sure did. So
shout out to them.
Yay!
I think
Sarah.
She's yours. Yeah, she's Keisha's.
Sarah too. Yeah, yes, yeah, she is. Yeah. Hey, Sarah.
Okay, she kept it in the family.
Yep, they sure did. Yep, yep.
That's
all right.
So nice.
I know. I pledge too.
Yeah.
And we want to send a shout out.
I pledge my loyalty to God.
That's right.
Amen.
That's the come best on with sorority and fraternity in the world. Mm-hmm.
Well, look here.
Pledge yourself to the Lord.
I'm going to go back to that in a minute, but I want to just send a shout out to all our faithful listeners. Mm-hmm. And I just want to send a shout out to the top cities that listen to the Very Necessary podcast.
Who are the top
cities? We want to give a shout out to Charlotte. We want to give a shout out to Atlanta.
ATL, shout it.
We want to give a shout out to Columbia.
Columbia.
Seattle. Who is out? Look at him. If you out of Seattle listening to us, because I didn't even know we had nobody out there loved us like that, please send us an email. Denver. They got us strong in Denver.
I want to go to Denver.
Yeah.
I have family there.
In Denver?
New York City. There. I know I got New York on lock. They listen to me.
I will get there one day.
That's Yosh folks up there.
I will get there one day.
Well, to Denver?
No.
To New York?
Yes.
We going. When you wanna go?
Oh, you wanna
what you mean? When
it?
You wanna go?
I'm ready.
I'm going too.
Well, when we want to go?
I don't even want to talk about it.
I don't know. Well, we going. Look, hold on. Let me finish shouting my cities out. Philly. What's up?
Oh.
That's Rob Meek. That's where Rob Meek
and
from.
And then Rock Hill.
All right.
Oh.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Who in Rock Hill?
I don't know.
Oh. Oh, they're Victoria. My cousins.
And Victoria from up there.
Okay. That's right.
And oh.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Ashanti and
yeah.
I thought she was in Charlotte.
Well, you know,
round. Oh, okay, random parts.
Augusta.
Yeah.
Who up there in Augusta? Yeah, Leslie.
Hey, what's up, Leslie?
And child Fayetteville.
Oh, that's a lot of people.
You already know who
that
money.
We got cousins and booze and everybody.
Yeah, money and Tootie.
Yeah.
And Devin.
Fresh and fruity.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Rudy. She's talking about Rudy Tootie. Tootie. Sit on the floor and shake that booty.
Yes. So we want to thank y'all from the bottom of our little brown hearts.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. We can't forget about our international company.
Oh, and our international.
Because we worldwide.
That's
shout
right.
out to Candy Bird.
And we got holes all out in the international interwebs land.
In all area codes.
All area codes. And international
international codes.
That's and there and you go.
International waterways, or coastal ways, whatever you want
to
call
my
it.
My homegirl, Tanya Smith, I know she out there listening to us all internationally. My brother.
Yeah.
All
in Japan.
Who in Japan?
Is
my people, my folks out there in Japan.
In Japan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're not Yoshi.
Yeah. Honey, not Yoshi.
Yeah.
Because all my cousins out there in Japan.
Oh,
Duh. Yeah. How could I forget that?
Or is she in Korea?
Who?
Kohli.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Oh, she left?
So if you out in Japan or internationally, send us an email so we can shout you out personally on the show. Because you going to get a damn shirt since you all the way overseas listening, damn it. We want to send you a shirt, keep you nice and warm, sugar.
Yeah.
So go on, send you information.
Oh, and shout out to our male listeners.
Yes. Because these numbers. Now, when we looked at this, I couldn't believe it. We got a 46% male listener rate.
That's awesome.
Come on, give them niggas a hand clap, please. I'm so proud of y'all. Damn.
Because they love us.
They love us. Crazy hookers, tell you.
They know
we're crazy. Thank you. Thank you,
they
sugar.
Deal with us.
Mm-hmm. And we love y'all too. And while you loving us, can you go ahead on and send us some money for some breakfast sandwiches? To our
$ the VN podcast.
Yeah, to our Cash App, because
I want breakfast sandwiches. I want First Watch.
I want brunch.
Whatever.
First Watch. I want that bacon.
Whatever.
$1 million bacon First Watch.
Yeah, can y'all buy some Hungry Gal some breakfast, please?
Yeah, we can go to Rocky
Gentlemen's
First Watch or Augusta.
Okay.
What's in Augusta?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can have breakfast
Ooh,
with
or we can go to Snooze up in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or Ruby Sunshine. Is it Ruby Sunshine?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've been saying that? That's in Charlotte.
But what is it?
It's a brunch
spot. It's a brunch spot.
Oh.
And if y'all got any good brunch spots in your area, send it
tell
to us. Shout us out.
We like to
it's
eat.
It's time for us to go on a little road trip anyway.
We've been losing weight, but we still get our eat on. Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you something about Sue and Von. They don't do nothing but mess over. They
no,
damn
we don't.
Old.
No, we don't.
But
we
why she got
eat. I make a happy plate.
I do, too.
I only leave
too.
25
it's just smaller, isn't it, Von?
That's it.
They lie so damn.
Yeah, we do eat.
I mean,
we take our time
and
chew.
Hey, man.
Oh.
So, Lord, we done got all distracted. Yeah. You see what I put the K in there? Dick scracked it. You see what I put the dick in there? Dick scracked it on the show.
Really? Really? Where we going today?
Because I ain't had no juice in the way.
Okay, so.
Scracked it.
Thank all y'all for listening. We do appreciate it. Now, so what we talk about today? Because, see, I done lost my train of thought.
They want to talk about
no, we
queen.
No, we don't want to talk about the queen.
Okay.
And we don't want to talk about the queen. The queen, she done
yes, God paid, rest her
she,
soul.
Yeah, she done lived, she lived long enough. Life. She done ruled long enough. And nobody want to talk about her.
But look here.
What we want to talk about is,
y'all know she was going to be right behind Prince Philip.
How you choose.
He walk around embalmed already, still riding.
He lived to be 99, didn't he?
I think so, somewhere in the 90s.
But he
I know.
Was dead before. Like
they
he was
still riding Prince Philip riding the car, already embalmed.
Like, hold on, did you watch the movie The Queen? I mean, it's a documentary.
I have not. I gotta catch up on so much stuff, y'all. Until
how, as a man,
I just thought about something.
Subjecting himself to a woman that has that much power. So if you ever watch the documentary, it's really good. I'm newly
I'll
watching it, but it's really good. And the part that for him, because before she became the queen, mm-hmm. it's like her dad was prepping her because he knew he was sick and mm-hmm. he knew that his time was going to be short. And so he started prepping her on a lot of the intel.
Mm-hmm.
And so the husband, of course, he's the man of the house. He's the head of the house,
mm-hmm.
you know. The roles flip, but when they flip, they really flip. Like the point where they could not walk side by side. She had to lead first. He had to wait, and he wasn't used to that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the kicker. He was cheating on her like crazy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So Prince Philip was cheating on
yes.
her.
Yes.
Yes. While she's ruling the
rule. Yes. Yes.
Girl, stop. Yes. I did not know that, Vaughn.
I mean, look what Charles was doing in Diana. Same damn thing.
But you're talking about the queen. Charles was just a prince. He wasn't nobody, but the prince, he was the queen's son.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And yeah.
I mean,
he but was it's really interesting.
He was emasculated.
So he was.
He felt
and
like.
And he had so to he bow. And the thing about it was, he had to bow to his wife. He had to submit to her.
Yeah,
no. So as a man, having to play that role as a husband, but you have no authority.
Let's ask the engineer.
You have zero authority, not even inside the quarters of your home.
Yoshiman, put the microphone. You marry the duchess or the queen or whoever of whoever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they say
the Duchess of Hartsville.
Yeah.
Ew!
Shoot me now.
Can you give her a country? God damn.
Shoot me now.
No.
That's where,
no, now.
That's where he lives.
Nothing wrong with Hartsville.
No.
We're sorry, people of Hartsville. No. We love you.
No. No.
We love you.
Okay, you marry the queen of Africa. We're not even doing that shit, Mom.
It's okay. It is okay to be from Hartsville.
No.
Yes.
He not it from is. There, but still, no.
That's where he lives. That's his residence.
So, you
not
say.
Everybody from Hartsville she, don't hate
you
us.
Say, okay, you, sir. Mm-hmm. King, you have to bow. Wait a minute. Is he still a king if he married mm-mm. to the queen? No.
A prince.
He's a prince.
So he ain't. Wait a minute. I'm married to the queen and I ain't even a damn king?
No.
No.
You're not. You married into the royal
you
family.
You married into
you're
not, the family.
Yeah, you're married into.
So, nigga, I got the same title as your goddamn son?
Yes.
Oh, hell.
But you don't. You have a different standard job. You know, you have a different type of job duty. Your duties are different. Your duties are different. But yes, you carry the same title, and you carry the same title. You can't say your heiress or your honor mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Like you can say that.
Oh,
like Harry's a prince, but he's not your Majesty or the heir. Like him and Meghan, they don't have those titles anymore. They just have prince and princess. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't really mean nothing because they have no protection.
Yeah.
But so, what's William? Is he your majesty?
William is a prince.
And he is next in line for king.
Yeah. He's next in line.
So okay. To my understanding,
so
Charles is only going to rule for 7 to 8 years. And then William will be king.
And then when he finishes 7 years. Who's left?
No, I think William is going to reign because he is much younger until he hits a certain age, and then he will.
Now the rule, 7 years.
No, I think this was only for Charles because the queen feels, if to my understanding, what I read, the queen feels you should not be but a certain age anymore. You know, after a certain age,
she lives alone. She ruled, what, 7 years?
Yeah, she ruled like... Yeah, I did not know she was that young.
Yeah, her dad died. Yeah.
So now she just.
But the question is, could you submit to your wife?
Could you bow at her and call her queen and your majesty and.
Why not? I don't see no reason why not.
We got to go.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So there's a difference. There's a difference with helping her out the car and
you can't even do that.
Taking her hand.
You can't even do that.
What do you mean?
You can't have any contact. Yeah. Not initially.
Right.
She has to always stand out first. Then you have to wait like so many seconds before you can even join her.
Well, you notice none of the royals can really affectionately touch one another.
Right.
So when the queen passed away, you notice Harry and Meghan, they could because they're not working royals.
Right.
So they could hug one another and affectionately touch one another.
Yeah.
But the rest of them couldn't. They can't.
Harry said his brother's brainwashed. He said, being in that family, you're brainwashed.
Oh, Lord, that's sad.
So I wouldn't want to be there.
I didn't know that.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's why Diana didn't want to be there.
Well, yeah, she
there's so many
conform.
Reasons why. Yeah, there's a lot of reasons.
Yeah,
why.
I mean,
she was never accepted.
She was. I watched a documentary of her. And she was at Harry's private school. Mm-hmm. And they was having a, I guess, you know, what's the little thing you
like a recital or something?
No, it was a you know, the little, they were doing a race. You know how they do
field day.
Field day.
Okay.
And she was running with the mothers. It was a race with the mothers. She took her shoes off, had a dress on, and was running. Put her dress up and was running with the mothers. She's divorced by now, so she can do this. She mm-hmm. would not have been allowed to do this as a queen right. or a princess.
Mm-hmm.
And she, to see the smile on her face, running barefoot in the grass, she was so liberated. And it was just a beautiful thing. You know, I find beauty in just like the strangest things. But that was a beautiful moment.
Just imagine. So she wasn't afraid of the queen, for one.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I liked about her, because everyone else backed down. You know, they were afraid to stand up to the queen. And in the beginning, of course, she held her position, you know. Right. But it got to a point where, like Sue said, it became overbearing. She could not conform. She could not get with it. So I remember in the documentary, she was so tired. Princess Diana was so tired, because whatever event that was going on, no one could go to bed until the queen was ready. And it was late. She had her boys. And she was tired. So you know what? She went to sleep. And everybody was like, oh, my God. Like, no, she did. Because that's, what you call it? Disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
You're being disrespectful to not just the queen, but just to authority.
Well, what mm-hmm. the hell was the queen doing up all night?
I don't know. I can't remember what it was. But it's just the fact that she couldn't conform. Like, who is this woman to tell me I can't go to sleep? I'm tired. So she walked out the room and left mm-hmm. and went to bed. And they said that's not the start of the queen and Diana not liking each other, but it just added more fuel to it. So the show was really supposed to be about today is being disowned or removing yourself from a privileged family or mm-hmm. It doesn't even have to be a privileged family. It can just be your normal family. And right. when you are considered going against the grain and you choose love or you choose your life or you choose what you stand for mm-hmm. over your family's say or what your family is about, and then you're disowned when you're no longer, you know, conforming to what they want.
Right.
It's like, How could you put those that weight on a person? Like, mm-hmm. how? Why? Why would you want to put that type of weight on a person? Because they don't agree with what you stand for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shouldn't you have your own mind? Shouldn't you be able to live your life the way you want to live it, mm-hmm. but still be respectful? Because mm-hmm. I believe if Harry would have stayed in the royal family, if he was able to do the thing, not being disrespectful, but hey, he was protecting his wife. All he wanted is someone to protect his family, because he did not want his wife to end up like his mom. That's pretty much the reason why they no longer in the royal family, because his wife, he said, you know, they were making death threats to her, and Meghan was getting hit in all angles, and that brought back memories. Just imagine you're walking behind your mother's casket, and you can't even cry. You can't even show an ounce of emotion.
Right.
You are a little boy who has lost the love of your life.
Right.
Your first love, mm-hmm. and you cannot show an ounce of emotion.
Mm-hmm. But what was they going to do if he did cry? Beat him?
Who knows? That's the thing about it. You don't know, because you're so embedded into this lifestyle, and that's all you have ever seen. This is all you know is right. to be firm and stand tall, and you cannot show emotion. You can't show affection.
And I think the people that watched them grow up, I think they were so in shock that they chose love. But people got to remember, like, Diana's family was not poor. They were very well off. So Harry was going to get whatever Diana left for him and whatever the family left for him. He still received funding from the royal, you know, from the royal family. They're just not working royals, and it's certain things they did not receive, like right. like the
protection, the clip
that you gave, right. like the protection and things of that nature. I mean, they're not living out on the street no. here in the United States.
They would never live on the streets.
Right. You know, he was stripped of all his, you know, military things, but he still wears the medals because, you know, Harry fought in wars. Like, Harry actually did things. I think Harry is more of Diana than, you know, out of the two.
Yes, yes, I agree.
I think he's more of Diana, and I agree with everything you said, Vaughn. I think Harry, it triggered him. Mm-hmm. He did not want his wife to go through what his mother went through, and he said, you know what? I'm not my father.
Right.
I'm choosing love, and I'm walking away from all of this.
Because I don't know what his relationship with his daddy is, but I don't think it's good.
He don't like his daddy. Let me tell you
something. Oh, he doesn't?
I saw a clip of when she first had Harry. Prince Charles hated Harry. Number one, he didn't want another little boy.
Daddy hated the son?
Yes. He hated the fact that he had another little boy. He already had a son. He wanted a little girl. And he despised the fact that Harry had red hair. He told Diana, where did this red hair come from?
Really?
Yes. Go back and look at the clips. He despised.
Well, guess
so it
what?
Doesn't it makes them, sense why Harry acts the way he acts.
And I think both of the children have red hair too. I think the babies.
He despises.
Both of them have
red
hair.
He despises Harry. He does. Oh, I watched this.
Really?
I listened to the clips. Yeah. And so that's why Diana was very protective of him.
She
more
was.
So than any, if you go wow. back and look,
I am. I'm going.
She
to,
was.
When I
She's
have
more
some
protective
time,
of him than anything. So, yeah, it's a sad.
I just did not know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
But if she came from money, what the hell she chose him for? Because
I think
arranged
they were in a range.
Because honey, it is nothing.
Because she was going to be
handsome.
Queen, you know.
Well, you know, he never really wanted
he
Diana.
He didn't want Diana.
He always
wanted to be with Camilla.
And I'm sure she never wanted him.
He looked like Ichabod Crane. And who she looked like?
Who? Charles.
King Charles. Don't he look like Ichabod Crane?
No, you talking about King Charles.
Yeah.
Well, he's king now.
Yeah. Well, this is what I will say. When the queen passed and they showed him... They aren't supposed to show emotion, but he surely did. That man had some tears coming down his face. And I think he truly is going to miss his rock. I think it's going to be some changes. I really do think
Well,
it's
we already
be some
seen
changes.
One of change. He got his pedophile
and,
brother
and
reinstated.
Camilla looked like a transgender.
Oh, don't say that.
She do.
Oh, she.
I'm sorry.
I mean, not we ain't
she
talking
looks
about
very masculine.
She looks
what?
She like a witch.
Look.
She looks
like Bruce Jenner. What?
Oh.
What?
God darn it.
It's just our opinions, it's not facts.
Yeah.
I know it.
Bruce Jenner looked more feminine than Camilla.
These are not the expression and views of the Very Necessary podcast. These are the expression and views of Yolanda and Summer Trevano. That's it.
Okay.
The rest of it is, you know, fair game.
Go tell your mammy. And Camilla can come see me if she don't like it.
We can do
a makeover on you, baby.
In regular life, in just regular living.
Right.
You know how many people disown their children for the mate they choose or because the child that was born, they didn't want that child, and just being disowned from
your
family.
They didn't date the child.
I would not disown my daughter, but let me tell you, the last boyfriend that my daughter had, he was... I don't know where she got that piece of god awful trash from, but he was not from the upper crust. I tell you that.
We need to go there too. But go ahead.
I didn't raise my daughter to want no Master Splinter
a little street rat like that. And I couldn't understand.
You know what? That's what he might look like, Master Splinter, yeah, instead of Ichabod Crane.
And Ichabod, I let him know
do it side by side,
that I didn't raise my daughter to, you know, want to be with someone of his caliber, because, you know, she came from a different pedigree.
But just think about it. How many parents will disown their children for the mate that
I didn't disown her. I told her I do not support your daughter over the situation.
I do not support this union,
and please do not have any children with this mutant, because I would not be able to even enjoy my grandchildren if they have his DNA.
Don't he look like, what is that?
I am so done. This Charles. Is Mr. Todd Ichabod Crane, y'all.
That's what he looked like. Look at them ears.
That's King Charles.
Put that
long lost brother.
Can we do a screenshot of that picture, Ichabod, so we can put that on there? There he is, right
side
there.
By side.
I'm so done.
Yeah. But I like him, don't it? And it's dressed like him.
Ain't God good that my daughter had come to her senses and she done broke up with that boy? Because if that boy had been the father of my grandchildren, I don't know what I would do.
How does that make you feel, though?
What?
That she's no longer with him. You feel relieved?
Glory to God!
Ooh.
Ain't God good? Because he knew I wouldn't have been able to stand it. Because the minute one of them kids would have started acting like that, niggling, I probably would have lost it.
Oh, my God.
Probably. Jesus. Probably.
In the first 48.
I've had to, you know, go over there with weaponry and threaten some things, and, you know, I just hate the day that his
so
mother.
Technically, you never gave up on your child.
No, I would never give up on her.
Because so many people give up on their children, and they let their children just be whatever they want them to be, and don't want to have any.
But I feel like you should also protect your children also, because there are a lot of mothers that know before their children know when people have bad intentions for their child also.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Not all meddling mamas are bad meddling mamas.
But would you be wrong if you did not do the things that you had done? Do you think people would look at you differently if they saw that you had the relationship was estranged, or if, you know, you said she's grown, she's gonna do what she want to do, so I'm gonna let her be grown and I'm gonna sit back because I know that she's gonna fall or she's you know, she may not crumble all the way down, but she's gonna fall.
I have one daughter. She is my life. Let me tell you something, in the web's land, don't you ever feel bad about any decision you make about your child. Nobody is ever going to make me, not even her, going to make me feel bad about a decision that I make. I love her more than I love myself.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I lay down and die for this little girl. So if it comes, because I done stepped toe to toe with this dude, you know, I'll fight that nigga like a whole man. Understand me about mine. Because that's mine. You don't put your hands on her. That's mine, nigga.
Right, right.
So, nobody is going to make me feel bad about my intentions for my child.
And that's how it should be.
Even her father. Me and him done had arguments.
Agreed.
Yeah, me and him done had arguments. Well, you ain't going to do nothing about it. I will. Because that's mine.
I think when people say stuff like that, they are tired. They've given up. Mm-mm. You know, when they...
How you going to give up on your kid? Because
I can't relate, so I don't know.
Because let me tell you something. And I don't know whose child this is, because when your child is dead and gone, and you sitting back, and you got tears in your eyes, and you wondering, was there one more thing I could have done? I'm not having that conversation.
I think for me... is when someone someone like in a Harry position with Meghan, you know, a good guy, want to do the right thing for his family, want to protect his family, you know, that's what it's about. You are protecting your loved one. And as a father, his dad, you couldn't see this. You couldn't help him out. Like, I don't know what the dynamics were inside the home.
I don't think he wanted to.
But, and I understand because his relationship with him, but just as just everyday people, you have good kids. It's like you have a good daughter, a good son, and they just want to do the best they can. And you can't even help them go to the next mm-hmm. phase in life, whether it's being protecting them, giving them sound decisions, or just being there for the times that they need you.
Maybe this was Charles's way of saying, I finally got you out of here. You've been a thorn in my side since you came here with that little red hair. I mean, this is just me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know this for a fact, but why not fight for your son?
Right.
You got the whole England.
Right.
Why you don't have an army protecting who gonna come over here and hurt Megan? They're going to have to kill all of us.
That is what I'm saying.
You see what I'm saying? Why isn't the daddy saying, well, they're going to have to kill all of us if they kill her?
Right.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? A real daddy, a black daddy would have said that.
A real daddy.
And if Queen was a real grandmama, she would have said, who called here talking about they going to do something to my grandbaby?
Right.
Tell them to meet me outside. I'm cutting ass.
Right.
See what I'm talking about? A real black grandmama.
Right.
But these just white grandmamas. They don't do stuff like that.
See, I can see body slam. I can see body slammer
body
saying
slammer
something like that.
Body slammer would have said, and tell they black ass to come on up here and try it if they want to. But white grandmama said, I'm going to retire in my room. I can't take any more of this. It's making my head hurt.
That's true though. But that's what people. I mean, situations. This is real life. People act like this, mm-hmm. and you sit back and you want like, why won't you just help them? Like they're struggling or they need help. Just help. It's not going to hurt you to help. But I feel we got some Harry. I mean, we have some Charleses out there that are jealous of the Harrys. Mm. How can you be jealous of your own child? How can you hate your own child? How can you shun your own child?
But on the flip side of that, let's look at Megan. Now, as a woman, you see this man, he has this empire. He's willing to give it all up for you.
They better stay together till eternity.
Hold on. You see this man. You love this man. And he's willing to give it all up for you.
He did. He gave it all up.
So, do you love him enough to say, yes, give it all up for me and we'll live happily ever after? Or are you selfless enough to say, I wouldn't even want you to do that? Please go find someone more suitable that can make your family happy and just know I knew what love was.
Somebody is going to be hurt at the end, if that
somebody gonna be hurt right, regardless.
He lost his family, he lost his relationships, he lost his status for love, for his true love. Mm-hmm. But look, she didn't gain anything. She gained a man that loved her, but she didn't gain all the stuff that came with him. She pretty much lost out too because people were ridiculing her, they were threatening her on both sides of the fence. Black, white, Americans, what were they from? England? I mean, everybody was attacking her. Mm-hmm. So she didn't, even her own family, her father's
her
side.
Her father, yeah.
Yeah, and her siblings.
Yeah, because I
they
think,
were attacking
what, the
her.
Sister, was the sister and the father trying to sue her?
And the brother.
Yeah.
For what?
I can't remember.
Said that she was like the favorite child and she, I don't know, some just dumb stuff.
It's always
just
like
dumb stuff.
Hater.
I mean, at the end of the day, you can't make everybody happy, so just make yourself happy.
Yeah, and that's and what they did.
Make yourself happy, yeah. And as a parent, stand for your child. The only way that I can say the relationship would be estranged is if the child cut the ties with the parent. You know what I'm saying? But as long as you try to be there for your child, then do all you can do. Mm-hmm. Pour into that child, because eventually one day they're going to turn out and, you know, they're going to leave that situation alone, hopefully. Because it could have been different.
Yeah.
I guess that's our time.
Yeah. Yep. Tell us where they can find us, Vaughn.
Because the clock ran out. That's how the first 48 does it. When the clock run out.
When the clock run out. Yeah. You got to find the criminal.
Yep. Y'all can catch us on all podcast platforms. You can also catch us on Instagram at The Very Necessary Podcast. You can catch us on Facebook at The Unapologetic Talk, The Very Necessary. And send us an email at theverynecessarypodcast@gmail.com. And guess what? I think we have a new link. You can catch us on our new website, which is theverynecessarypodcast.com.
Ow!
Yeah, Susie Q.
All right. Each week, do something to improve your physical, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Why? Because self-care is very necessary.
Don't you worry about it, bitch. I know somebody like you.